22. Tarn. Sleep takes her down fast and very deep, whirls her through places too fragmentary to call dreams, then spits her abruptly back to the surface, to lie there in the dark, heart thumping, eyes wide. By the light in her watch, she sees that she's been asleep for no more than 45 minutes. The flat below is silent. She remembers they've gone to the Brasserie, a restaurant in Camden High Street, Damien's favorite. She gets up, pulls on jeans and sweater, and hobbles barefoot down the narrow stair, moving as she imagines she might move if she lived to be 80. This is beyond soul delay metaphors now. It's into physical collapse. Glancing into Damien's bedroom, she sees that Marina's luggage is the Louis Vuitton stuff with the repeating monograms, the real and loathsome thing to which she is intensely allergic. Two very new suitcases are open, spilling what she takes to be black Prada exclusively. On the twisted sheets, the silver oven mitt comforter tossed aside on the floor, she sees a crumpled military garment in a camouflage pattern that she seems to recall is called Tarn Information, garnered during her time in the skateboard clothing industry. She knows most of the patterns, and even that the most beautiful is South African, smoky mauve-toned expressionist streaks, suggesting a sunset landscape of great and alien beauty. Is Tarn German camouflage or Russian? English? She can't remember. It means something else as well. A Poe word. Dead lakes? In the bathroom, she avoids looking at herself altogether, fearing what might seem to be revealed at this level of serotonin lack. Showers quickly, towels, puts her clothes back on, spreads the used towel neatly on the rack, Marina is clearly a pig, and wrinkles her nose at the number of expensive cosmetic products spread around Damien's sink. But here, she discovers, spotting a bit of non-beauty packaging, is a bottle of fine California melatonin, a prescription drug in the UK, but not in America. She helps herself to half a dozen of the large beige gelatin capsules, washing them down with weirdly flavored London tap water, and creeps back upstairs, desperately pretending that she's someone very tired, which she supposes she is, who is about to fall deeply and soundly asleep, which she very much doubts she will. But she does, to her subsequent amazement, a shallow but mercifully uninhabited sleep, though with a certain sense of sound and fury walled off behind the neurological dryer lint of the melatonin.